This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology clearance on patient Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A, first name Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A. The date of birth, February 23rd, 1975. Day of evaluation, May 16th, 2023. The chief complaint, 48-year-old female referred for disability evaluation. The HVI, the patient is a 48-year-old female with history of congenital heart disease requiring heart surgery at birth, period. She has had pulmonary valve replacement times two, most recently at the age of 30. The patient is currently being considered for heart liver transplant, period. She reports easy fatigability and shortness of breath, period. She has symptoms at approximately 2 to 3 blocks, period. She describes two-pillow autopnea, period. She has shortness of breath on lying supine, period. The past medical history, congestive heart failure, next number, congenital heart disease, past surgical history, as per HPI, medications, spironolactone, 25 milligrams one daily, Farxiga, 10 milligrams one daily, Entresto, 97/103 milligrams BID, enteric coated aspirin, 81 milligrams one daily, esomeprazole, ESOMEPRAZOLE, 20 milligrams one daily, albuterol, 1 to 2 puff BID, furosemide, 20 milligrams one daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother alive at 74, but has history of congestive heart failure, paternal uncle had coronary artery disease. Social history, patient denies cigarette smoking, she has used rare alcohol in the past, period. The review of systems, constitutional, she has fatigue and generalized weakness. Gastrointestinal, she has heartburn, bloating, and use of antacid. Genital urinary, she has frequency and urgency. Respiratory, she has dyspnea on exertion. Musculoskeletal, she has generalized weakness and cramps. Neurologic, she has vertigo and incoordination. Hematologic, she has easy bruising and easy bleeding. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 90/64, pulse 55, respiratory rate 16, height 65 inches, weight 177.2 pounds. In the vision, right 20/25, left 20/20-2, both eyes 20/20-1. The cardiovascular examination, she appears to be slightly tachycardic on exam, period. There is a soft systolic murmur present at the left diastolic border, period. There is a blowing diastolic murmur present at the left diastolic border, period. skin reveals ecchymosis involving the abdominal region. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable. The impression, this is a 48-year-old female with history of congenital heart disease, congestive heart failure, pulmonary valve replacement times two, is currently on the transplant list, period. She has ongoing symptoms of dyspnea worsened by exertion, period. She has easy fatigability, period. Current symptoms are consistent with New York Heart Association class 3, period. The patient has symptoms at rest, period. She has underlying valvular/cardiac dysfunction, period. She is unable to perform tasks requiring significant lifting, pushing, or bending. She is able to sit for an 8-hour day, period. She is otherwise noted to have ecchymosis, period. The etiology of the bruising is not clear. This may represent platelet dysfunction and or decrease platelet levels, period. No labs are available for review. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.